This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is last and final messenger. Like millions of other people here in America and abroad, I watched and I followed the inauguration of our new president today. And no doubt that this is a new era. And as a khatib, as a speech of today, I can't just ignore that. Even though I had, you know, I wasn't thinking that today will be the inauguration day. So I had another khutbah in my mind to speak about. But it wouldn't be right just to ignore an important incident like this, an important thing that happened in our country today, and it affects each and every one of us somehow. This tradition has been the peaceful transition of power in our country, been a tradition going on uninterrupted, alhamdulillah, for what, 200 years. And that thing, for someone like me, who grew up and lived overseas, maybe many of young Americans, many of our second generations as an immigrants came to the United States, don't understand the uniqueness of this incident today. I have not in my whole life, ever other than America, have witnessed the transition of power peacefully between presidents. It's either the president or the king die or killed. That's the only way that we have seen in our experience, or a military coup, or something of that nature. Most, like 99% of the cases, that's the how it is. And for very long time, not only my generations, but the generations before me. And it looks like continuing for generations to come as well. So this is watching this and see how the shift going peacefully, something have a great value. You know, just going back in history where how this was very bloody war, civil war in the country, to come to that level. Something I appreciate. Something that make me full of optimism of the future. That, you know, as I said in the day that the president was elected, that we elected a president, we didn't elected a king. Someone will stay forever. I'm happy to see that, you know, through a democratic process where people elected and chose their president, he became the president, even though against all the odds and all the expectation and all the media that, you know, and the so-called establishment, as we saw, as they say, against it, but managed to have a very successful campaign and to win. And when I was listening to the speech of the president today, and it's in the same line of so many presidents, like, you know, a few words you say, but there is something that stuck to my head, which is, as a person who knows how our Muslim scholars spoke about presidency and about leadership and the importance and the role that the president and the leader of the country play, you will always find our scholars and our jurists, fuqaha'una rahimahumullah, when they speak about what's the role that this leader will play in the society, they always focus on two aspects. One aspect in relation to his or her, his responsibility as a president of protecting the society, protecting the morality of the society, and ensure that this is a moral society, that this is a society who fear God, and this is society who understand the value of righteousness, as well as the importance of creating jobs and making wealth and all these things that we hear today, that, you know, we will have more jobs, more money in the country. But it often ignored, and the simple reason for that, that our civilizations are not majored by morality. Our civilization is not looked at by the lens of how righteous we are as a nation, as a country, or as a civilization in the Western atmosphere today, unfortunately. Yes, we maybe succeed in to be civilized, and I call in civilized in certain sense, but when it comes to that area, we still lack a big time. When you read that this is the first year in history of England, for example, that the children who born out of wedlock outnumber the children who born out of marriage, that's a scary. That's a civilization that it is raise a flag. Because civilization is not only valued and majored by the technology, it's also majored by the people of that nation. And just looking back to the history, when we see great civilization like the Roman civilization, the Persian civilization, one of the things that led to the destruction of these civilizations, that they didn't care for morality. They didn't care for righteousness, for be God-conscious nations. And people fear God and obey God and respect God. And I see that one of the things that made our country great in the past is because we value religion. And the by the day, we see how this thing is going and declining. I was among those who opposed the election of the president. I campaigned against him. I encouraged people and out of my masjid or basically non-profit organization's capacity, and I had my basically take on him. But as was very firm in my position, I'm also very firm the day he was elected to announce and to say that I accept reality and I have respect for the system. I have a respect for the process. And you know, if you don't accept reality, you will never be able to deal with it. If you still gonna live in an era or in a convincing yourself he's not my president, you're not gonna be able to conduct anything. These dreams and wishful thoughts that people had all the last few weeks that maybe some miracle things will happen and, you know, and he will not be the president. While I'm hearing it out from inside, I said, I hope that today that those people will come to face the reality. And the reality, facing the reality will make you able to change the reality that you don't like. Otherwise, you will never be able to change it. I'm mature enough and I understand from understand clearly that having a system that the country run by is way more important than few years, even if you live in with the policies that you disagree with. I understand that there is always a way to change and to bring a positive change to the society. And things swing in our country here, sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the way you like and the way you don't like. And that's how this country been running for years. Understanding that nature allowed you to know how to deal with it and to plan carefully, basically your, or to put your strategy for how you will deal with the years to come or the months to come. Accepting the fact that with the presidency of the president today, it doesn't mean at all that I accept the wrong policies, the wrong ideas, that the wrong platforms that he run over. But also, meaning oppose these things, it doesn't mean that I'm opposing the system or I call for the collapse of the system. Accepting the presidency doesn't mean that I don't stand for the truth. It doesn't mean that I don't stand for what is right. It doesn't mean that I give up the principles that I lived for or I lived for and I believed in. Opposing him or the presidency doesn't mean that I'm not willing to take part in what is good, in what is beneficial. It's what the government can do to make people's life better. And that doesn't mean that. Also, understanding the concept of the presidency of the president today, or being the Donald Trump being the president of the United States, it doesn't mean that he's a king. He has ultimate power. Opposing his policies, it means I understand that powers in our country are distributed. It's not in the hand of the executive branch only, that there is many other branches of the government that can basically stand for what is right and what is strong. And if you lose power in one, you still have two to go. It doesn't mean that I'm opposed the policies of the president, it doesn't mean that I stop working and lobbying and promoting the policies that I think will be more beneficial for the country. My brothers and sisters, accepting the presidency of the president, except for Donald Trump as your president, it means that we hold him responsible for what that exactly means, that he's responsible for protecting the constitution of the country, protecting the people of America, regardless their faith, regardless their background, their ethnicity. It means that we hold him responsible for all the promises that he made. Like, he promised jobs, he promised a better economy, he promised a better replacement for the health affordable care. He promised that America will not impose and will not force its values and it is policies over the world, and we will not be engaged in wars. He promises that he will respect all Americans regardless of their faith. He promised that he declared war against drugs. He promised to declare war against gangs and people who basically come to the country to spread terror. He promises all that. And we should not have a short memory. And we should hold him and those who supported him and all elected officials responsible for all these things that they talked about. Today we heard a talk. And a talk says we had enough of talk. We said basically a time for actions. So make sure that we hold him for that and those who support him. Also, my brothers and sisters, being in the upper position, being in opposing the current government, it means that we as people who don't agree with this current administration, or if you are disagree with this current administration, and those who disagree with it, it means that they have to organize themselves. They have to build a better coalition, a better plan for the future, using the tools that it is available. And alhamdulillah, that we live in a society that allowed you to have a real opposition, to have a real, basically stands for what you believe in and give you the freedom to work to create a potential change for the policies that you disagree with. I think we should be working hard and real to create a sense of balance, a political balance inside our city and inside our states. Understanding that you're our president, and this is something I mentioned today, it means also that he has rights upon us. And one of the rights that it is, you like it or you don't like it, you do it or you don't do it, that's something I do believe in it. That, you know, one of the first thing I did today after he became president, I made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a mercy for our nation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him, yani, guide him to what is correct. And to protect us from his evil and evil policies and whatever evil intention that he or the people surrounding him have for our country and our people here. That's dua when it comes from the heart. It shows a level of sincerity. You know, it is so dangerous what some people develop, which is develop that sense that, you know what, this person, it is impossible for him to be good or impossible for him to be right or impossible to be that. You know, I became just opposition and oppose you for the sake of opposing you. It's not anymore became about the policy or about the issue. And that's very dangerous politically, ethically, and it can goes even to our theological belief when you believe that no one can be ever guided. You know, at one point in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed against a group of people for a whole month. He made dua that Allah cursed them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them, that Allah avenged them, that he made so much dua against them for 1 month in every single salah. And he made it sometimes out loud in al-qunut. Then Allah told him in the Quran, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبْهُمْ. It doesn't belong to you, Muhammad, who is guided and who's not. Don't think that there is anything impossible for Allah. And guess what? These 30 people, those few people that the Prophet spent 30 days praying against them, all of them ended up Muslims. And all of them ended up companions. And the one man that he prayed for him, not against him, for him, and the one man that he showed so much lenient support, he died as a kafir, Abu Talib, as his uncle. If there is any lesson to learn from this, no one ever should put himself in control of the hearts or know the unseen or know the future. When a righteous man passed by a very bad wrongdoer person, he passed by him and said, Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu li hada. Allah would never forgive that person. Allah said, Man hadha alladhi yata'alla alay? Who's that person who speaks on my behalf? When people said, Umar ibn al-Khattab, yuslimu himaru Umar, wala yuslimu Umar. People at one point, they said, Umar's donkey can be a Muslim, but Umar cannot be a Muslim. That's at one point said by the companions. And by the best of the companions. And things change. The heart's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not praising anyone. I'm not making insinuation of anything. But what I'm saying is, I don't want you to say it in Facebook. I don't want you to say it publicly. I don't want to do that. What I want you to do it when you, between you and Allah. And the only reason I told you what I said at that point is just to inspire each and everyone not to give up in that power of dua. That Allah يعطينا من خيره ويكفينا من شره. Shaykhna Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah, whenever he was told about any dictators in the world, he used to say something very powerful. He used to say, Allahumma addilha aw baddilha. He said, Ya Allah, fix him or replace him. That's always been my teacher's dua when he hear about any dictators in the world. So, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a strength in the upcoming months and years and to make it better for all of us. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I have in these few minutes left for me messages, a quick messages for all of us as a community. Number one, this is the time not to hide your identity as a Muslim. This is the time to say it clearly, loudly, with confidence, with pride, that, you know what, I'm who I am and that's what I believe in and I don't need to change that. I don't need to hide my identity. I don't need to change my DNA. I don't need to change my name. I don't need to do that. Alhamdulillah, there is a lot of people living in an absolute fear. Somebody sending a message said, Sheikh Waleed, please in your khutbah speak. There is people staying home, not coming to Jum'ah today because they're scared. You know what we need? We need a lot of, we have leaders. I don't know what kind of leaders are they? When they said, you know, it's a time, maybe Muslim, I should not wear hijab, and maybe Jumu'ah should be short, and you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know what? That's not how we're going to survive. As I said, yeah, last week I was in New York, I said, you know, these cupcake Muslims don't get us very far. You know what? You need to be a tough a little bit. You know, stand up tall and proud of who you are and proud of your religion. Your value is in the time of test. Your value under the pressure. Are you someone who's able to resist the pressure and to stand up tall and against those who are bullying you? And people will test us. And if you see that you can bend and you can put your heads down, they will ride your back. But if you stand up tall and strong, nobody misses with you. Number two. I'm saying this because that means don't tolerate it. I mean, don't just let it go. Speak out. There is a law to protect your right. There is a community who will stand for you. Yesterday when someone told me about a sister, Aisha, in the other side of town, in the west side of town, that in her school, someone basically making fun of her and bullying her, I volunteered me and at least 3 or 4 imams to go and to talk to that, basically to the administration of the school. And I am saying not only me, every single leader I know in Houston willing to do that, plus CARE, plus so many organizations as well. We will stand together and we will not tolerate that. Any discrimination in your workplace, don't just let it slide. There is a whole basic section of federal government agency against discriminations in jobs. And they will take your right, and we have many civil rights organizations willing to stand for you as well. And the community. Also, this is the time to show, to be more active in da'wah. To be more present and interact with the community. I really appreciate what our brothers in ICNA here doing during the Super Bowl. ICNAMAS putting and sponsoring all these billboards in the time of the Super Bowl just to basically send a message, hey, we are here. We have a good message for the world as well. I appreciate Islamic Relief being here today, outside. I appreciate Islamic Relief being here next week on Friday, making a fundraising. I appreciate all the work that we do, and we should not back out. And we should support. But we should be more wise. We should be careful how we message, how our message goes out. Not because we have a hidden agenda, but because we're dealing with nasty people sometimes that they will twist and change the intention and the words of some of our brothers and sisters when they talk. That's the only reason why I say that. I think we should be more active when it comes to civil work, more active in outreach, more active in politics, more active with our masajid and our communities. We should encourage and support our masjids, our institutions, our organizations, our Islamic schools. The strengthening of our institutes, it means a strong community. Be organized. My advice to everyone attending my khutbah who run an organization, make sure that you comply with the law. Make sure that you're doing the things correct. Make sure that we are full of optimism, that we're real leader for our community. I want to be, all of us to be very careful of many people who take the opportunities to basically, to prey on this situations and to claim themselves leader for the communities. And indeed they are not. Just recently we had some of the Islamophobe supporters trying to score a point by running surveys and talking to the communities and sending letters to community organizations and individuals asking them to fill it out so they can show that they have credential in the community and the society. And they are nothing but a bottom feeder organizations feed on the community and putting the community in trouble. And just by basically attacking the Muslim organizations publicly. Make sure that also be very careful, because in the upcoming days and months, that might create an environment for some people. Allah knows how things will be. I'm not going to expect good or bad. But I'd say things get worse and harder in Muslims. Don't ever let this an excuse for some extreme terrorist group justify their terrorist act just because we have a corrupt leader or the corruption or, you know, squeezing the Muslim community or anything of that nature. Those people will not bring any good. One mistake plus one mistake never make a correct. Make double mistakes. Be patient, be optimistic, be positive, and being always in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, because if you are in His side, no matter who is in the other side. My brothers and sisters, those who don't care, those who think that is not related to me, I'm not active, I'm just a Muslim, you know, I barely pray, you know, I'm immune to that, you're wrong. You're wrong. We're all on the same boat. We're all Americans, and we're all Muslims, and we are all in the same boat. Either you start being active and being basically smart and being supportive, or you know what? If that boat sink, all of us as a country together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. And I'm expecting much better, inshallah, than many people think of the future. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that real and to help us to be instruments of making the future of our children is much better than the life that we have today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance and to guide all our leadership to what is right, to what is just, to what is fair, to what is righteous. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ighfir li abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wa al afafa wa al ghina wa qumu lis salati yarhamkumullah wa salli allahumma ala Muhammadin wa ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Stawa tadilu. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله There is brother Alim Siddiqui. He is a long-term member of our community here in Houston. A great man of a great contribution. Jazakallah khair. Also very well-known, respected member of our community here in the Masjid. And he's in hospital, so make dua.